BeMore's92Q.com, home of Ricky Smiley and Nonstop Jams. Kiki Brown holding it down inside your 1 o'clock office talk. The topic today, National Black HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. Yeah, we're going to keep pumping it in your brain today because the epidemic is getting bigger with the HIV and AIDS cases that's affecting our black community. We need to get tested. We need to get educated. We need to know our status. And one person that I must say, I've read her bio and I'm so impressed at her story, and she's been everywhere, every magazine, talk shows, and she's going across the country to speak about the importance of being tested and getting educated on HIV and AIDS. Hydea Broadbent, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. And as I said, I've read your bio and I'm amazed at how much you've accomplished at such a young age, but this has all started for you at the age of 3. For those who aren't familiar with your story or even familiar with you, can you give us a brief synopsis as to who you are and how you've become where you are today?
Okay. Born with HIV, my birth mother was an IV drug user who infected herself and passed it on through me. I was diagnosed at 3 and they said I wouldn't live past the age of 5. Mm. And I started speaking around the age of 6 for my friends who were scared to tell their best friends or their grandparents or anyone that they were infected. And I just wanted everyone to have a voice. And as I got older, I noticed a lot of kids were taking part in activities or adults were doing things they didn't know could put their lives at risk. So that's why I started speaking about prevention and awareness.
Having this disease at such an early age and starting to speak to crowds at the age of 6, what was the reception like?
Well, when I was younger, it was very easy to go out and speak and connect with my audience because back in the late 80s, early 90s, or the 90s period, there were so many campaigns. It was always on the radio. It was always on TV. It was on BET, MTV, whatever. There was always some type of campaign or awareness about HIV/AIDS because people were dying at an alarming rate. Medication wasn't available, so they wanted as much education, as much awareness as there could possibly be. Now, I really feel bad for today's generation because everyone is very complacent. All across America, we feel like HIV/AIDS isn't a problem. It's a problem only in Africa. But we have 1.1 million people here in America, and half are black. But we're just complacent because we feel like we have medication. People say, I look at you, I look at Magic Johnson, I could just pop a pill and be okay. But you don't get access to these medicines is being denied because the government doesn't have funding anymore to keep paying for everyone's health care. I mean, ADAP, the AIDS Drug Assistance Program, they have over 6,000 people waiting for these life-saving medications. And my state just told me that I'm no longer legally disabled. So now it's like, okay, well, how am I going to get my medications?
Wow.
So people really need to wake up and say, hey, they need to know it's not, while AIDS isn't a death sentence, it's going to get a lot more difficult if you become infected with HIV/AIDS.
What's the most important message you want your audience to know?
When I tell my story, because I always tell people, don't think about the fact that I've been born with AIDS or that I got it from my mother. Think about the fact that this is a disease you can get if you have unprotected sex or if you don't know your partner's status. The same disease that I almost died from, that I've had blood infections, everything can happen to you. So use my life as a warning. And I guess for them, it just puts a face to AIDS for them because so many times people think of HIV/AIDS and they think of it as only something a person who's gay can contract for, only somebody who shares needles. They never see anyone who looks like them, talks like them, likes the same clothes or the same music. So I put a face to AIDS for so many people. And there's been so many children stories but just knowing that one person, if one person walks out the room with a different mindset, then that's one life that's been saved. So, I mean, there's a lot I can't even think of the most touching one.
What I don't get, Hydea, is the fact that people will get tested and they don't want to know their status. And it's like, we're in 2011. We've not grown as a people to even understand the fact that you can make a change. So I commend you for every effort that you're making to get the message out. And I'm praying that somebody is listening to us right now and saying, you know what, let me just make Black history today and get tested and know my status and live life the way I'm supposed to be living.
Ignorance is bliss for a lot of people, and they rather just not know because they're just afraid of what if it is positive. I'm sorry. They're afraid that if they are positive, somebody's not going to love them, or they won't be accepted in their community. Because so many times we've heard an AIDS joke, or we've seen someone being teased for being different. So they don't want to know because they're afraid they won't be accepted in their neighborhood, their community, whatever it is. They're afraid they might not find love, or they're just scared, period. And fear has a way of just holding you back. And so until we learn to stop the age jokes, or if someone does say something, say, hey, that's not funny, or until somebody who is confident with who they are as a person can stand up and say, talk to, you know, set the ways until we can talk about in the barbershops or the beauty salons and have the correct information, people are going to continue to live in fear. The biggest weapon we have in all this is our voice.
Right.
And we need people. You don't have to be famous, and you don't have to be rich to make a difference.
It's such an emotional thing, especially when you know that the easiest thing we could do is just walk into a clinic and get tested. I think the process takes, if not 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to get out there. And this young lady has stepped up to the plate, and she is making the information so accessible for you and you and you and you to get up, get off your asses, and go out and get tested. Now, how can we reach you? Do you have a Facebook? Is there a Twitter? Like, is there a foundation, a website?
I have a website. It's Hydea, Hydea, Broadbent. That's Broadbent.com. And my Facebook and Twitter is all attached on my .com page.
I'm going to put a Twitter request in and a Facebook request in, so you look for me, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.